Hello and welcome to the April episode of SSD and DRAM News, sponsored by Apacer. As always, I'm your host, Frank Henville, and I'm broadcasting to you from our lovely headquarters here in downtown Taipei in Taiwan. And I'd like to begin the show just by thanking our new crop of listeners that I've seen. We recently decided to not move, but to port the podcast to YouTube as well. And we've noticed that there's been quite a few listeners on YouTube, so I'd like to begin by saying thank you so much for joining us, and the little community has grown quite quickly. This will be, I think, the fourth episode we're uploading to the YouTube podcast channel. And I would also just like to reach out to any of the listeners and say if you have questions about any of the topics we raise here, or if you have issues you'd like to discuss with Apacer and our engineering team, you can leave a comment under the podcast video, or you can contact us through the YouTube channel directly. We look forward to hearing from you. So, without further ado, let's get to our first news story for the day. Well, it's no exaggeration to say that this story definitely hits close to home. In April, the island of Taiwan was hit by a powerful earthquake. And there were lives lost. There were people who were injured, unfortunately. It's very sad. But all things considered, the damage from the earthquake was much less than it could have been, especially since it's one of the biggest, I think it's the biggest earthquake Taiwan has experienced since a very large quake in 1999. So after that, I started noticing some reports on various portals that discuss the SSD and DRAM industry, and I noticed that some of them were connecting the earthquake in Taiwan to the recent rises in SSD and DRAM pricing. Now, I can't speak for every manufacturer on the island, and there are many, many factories involved in the 3D NAND flash industry here in Taiwan. But what I will say is that that reporting seems erroneous to me. For example, here at our production facility, although we had minor damage to the office building, our output was not affected in any way. We did not shut down production. Production continued on that day like any other working day, and it was a working day. The earthquake was at 8 in the morning, and I was in the office at 9, and everybody was there and working hard. So our production output was not affected, and I haven't heard of other 3D NAND flash manufacturers who said their production had been reduced or affected negatively by the quake. So I don't usually come out here starting to prove other news outlets wrong, but I can tell you from the perspective of people here on the island, that information just isn't completely correct. In fact, if anything is causing the prices of SSD and DRAM to go up, it's because the large manufacturers have been announcing, you know, for months that they're going to raise those prices. You can look at the news stories yourself from the end of last year and the beginning of this year, where companies like WD and Samsung have said, we are definitely going to raise prices on SSD and DRAM. And that was far long time before there was any earthquake. So yeah, I just want to say from my point of view and from the island's point of view, that story may not be completely accurate. In fact, I've been asked to read a short announcement from Apacer Technology directly. This was sent to our major customers and suppliers, but I just would like to read it out on the podcast since I have your attention. At 8 a.m. on April 3rd, 2024, Taiwan was struck by a powerful earthquake. Apacer Technology would like to inform all customers and suppliers that our manufacturing facility and headquarters in Taipei were not significantly damaged, and production schedules will not be negatively affected. Although power outages have been reported on the island, there was no interruption at our facility. Apacer management and staff are grateful to local first responders and government officials for their dedication to maintaining business as usual. And that's all I have to say on that topic. OK, Okay, the second topic I'd like to look at in today's broadcast. There was a very interesting market report that was written by some analysts from TrendForce, quite a reliable source of information about the 3D NAND flash industry. And this is not so much an analysis of how the market is looking today, but a real look into the future to try and make educated guesses about what the future of the NAND flash industry is going to look like. So those analysts spoke to various engineers and other technical planners from Samsung and from Kioxia and asked them about their projections for the future, among other companies. So it's quite an interesting article. I would encourage our listeners to go and read Storage Wars on the TrendForce website for themselves if they want to get all the data. I can only really summarize a few key points of it here, but I thought they'd be interesting to mention to anyone who doesn't have the time or the availability to go and take a look at that right now. So first up was their interviews done with Samsung Electronics. Well, after speaking to the engineers, the engineers pointed out that in 2022, Samsung was already supplying a 236-layer 8th-gen V-NAND flash memory. So that's where we are today. There are other companies such as YMTC who are supplying more than 200 layers of NAND flash. So Samsung is also looking to the 9th generation of V-NAND flash memory, and they'll be continuing to use the structure of double NAND flash stacks, and they aim for a number of layers reaching as high as 290. And then again, the next level beyond that, they're expecting to do 10th generation V-NAND to reach as many as 430 layers, and the firm will switch to a three-stack structure at that time. So those are pretty ambitious goals. But as we say, they've already reached 236 layers today, so it becomes a process of continuing to develop these very small-scale manufacturing technologies. When I say small-scale, I mean the size of the space and the chip that will be occupied. In fact, when they spoke to Kioxia, the details they wanted to reveal were less clear. But while Samsung was aiming to develop 1,000-layer NAND flash by 2030, Kioxia confirmed that they were aiming for the mass production of 3D NAND flash chips with more than 1,000 layers by 2031. So, again, quite ambitious goals. When it comes to DRAM, the analysts spoke to Micron, and one of the things they mentioned was to get to the next generation of DRAM will require new EUV lithography machines, which are already in trial production. Many of our listeners will know that these are mostly covered by ASML in the Netherlands, a company that produces EUV lithography machines for the latest and highest-end manufacturing technologies. When we look at Samsung's DRAM output, they already have the 1B NM level, and reports suggest that Samsung plans to start large-scale production of 1C NM DRAM within this year. It will also be moving into 3D RAM by 2025 and has demonstrated two 3D DRAM technologies already. And finally, they spoke to SK Hynix, which is using an interesting new channel material for 3D RAM. It's known by the acronym IGZO, which stands for indium, gallium, and zinc oxide. The greatest advantage of IGZO is its low standby power consumption, which makes it suitable for DRAM transistors requiring long lifespans. And this characteristic is easily achievable by adjusting the composition ratio of the three ingredients. So if you've been curious about what the future looks like, this Storage Wars article takes you from where we are today to the near future to the somewhat far future. This isn't science fiction. This is all stuff engineers have already had, you know, planned out on schedules for years. And the next challenge is just making the plans become reality. So interesting stuff for the years to come. And I'm starting to run out of time here, but I'd just like to take a brief moment to recap one last important story for me and for my coworkers here at Pacer. This spring has seen the trade show season. It's back after the COVID years, really rebounding. It's quite impressive to see. Pacer was at HIMSS in March. And then we were also at Embedded World in April. And both of those shows, I heard very positive reports, great turnouts from attendees, more than we had seen in the last couple of years. A lot of people stopping by to ask questions. One of our popular products was our Write Once, Read Many drives, or WORM drives. And we also did a demonstration at HIMSS with our collaborator, Onyx. And that was also, by all reports, a great success. So we also have other trade shows coming up soon. In fact, we'll be at Japan IT Week Spring. We'll also be at Automate, which is a trade show for factory automation, a very important area for a Pacer. And here in Taiwan, we will be celebrating in early June, from June 4th to June 7th. We will be enjoying Computex 2024. A Pacer will be hosting our VIP reveals as we do every year. And we'll be at the Grand Lux Banquet between Tuesday, June 4th and Friday, June 7th. So if you're in Taiwan, there's so many cool products to take a look at. I've heard we have this very, very cutting-edge technology from one of our other departments called CHLCD ePaper. I don't have any details on that at all. That is not an SSD or DRAM product. It's an entirely new kind of signage, digital signage. And I'm looking forward to finding out more about it myself. So our slogan for the spring trade shows this year is Store, Sustain, Succeed. And if you're interested in doing those three things, we encourage you to check us out. As I said, Japan IT Week, Automate, or Computex in June. We hope to see you there. And that's it for this episode of SSD and DRAM News, sponsored by Pacer. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe if you're on YouTube. And if you have a question, we look forward to hearing from you. Feel free to contact us through the usual channels. I've been your host, Frank Henville. Thanks again, and we'll see you next month.